Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has ruled out legislation to establish a Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary before the election. The proposed sanctuary, announced by former Prime Minister John Key in 2015, has been held up by fierce opposition from iwi and Māori organisations, with a special meeting of Tohu Kaimwara in June rejecting a proposed solution. Environment Minister David Parker said Māori opposition was unexpected and disappointing. Mr. Hipkins says the government will continue working with Māori.
We're not progressing the Kermadec legislation before the election. We'll go back and we'll continue to speak with our iwi and speak with Māori to try and find a way forward. That's what we've always committed to doing and that's what we're still committed to doing.
Iwi have objected that creating the 620,000 square kilometre ocean sanctuary would overturn part of the Māori fisheries settlement, which gave us development rights to the area's fisheries. Jay Wilson from Ngāti Rangi has been appointed chair of Te Kaumārua, the advisory council for Kingituheitia. The council met at Tūranga Waiwai on Saturday for its first face-to-face meeting in 3 years. Mr. Wilson succeeds Ricky Rangi Gage, who remains a member of the council. Kingituheitia also invited Hone Haluera to represent Te Tai Tukurau and Turi Ngātai to represent Tauranga Moana. Mr. Wilson says the Kingitanga has always advocated for Kotahitanga and Manamotohake because its foundation has been to deliver unity, pride, and cultural and social well-being. Thousands of people have been through the Koronehana Hui over the past 3 days. The Hui winds up with a speech by Kingituheitia at noon. And the chair of post-settlement governance entity, Te Tawhiro, or Te Whakatohia, says a long-awaited treaty settlement is a chance to start rebuilding his iwi's lost prosperity. The settlement legislation was read for the first time last week. Vaughan Payne says to align with its strategy of mana moana, mana whenua, mana tangata, the Opotiki-based iwi negotiated additional marine space to add to its existing 4,000-hectare mussel farm. He says even the MPs referred to the redress as crumbs, considering Te Whakatohia had been a prosperous iwi in the 1860s before the Crown invaded, took its lands, and destroyed its ships.
To look at $100 million, which is, you know, comparable to some of the aid that is given to some of our island relations just relating to COVID, it is crumbs. At the same time, as leaders, we need to look at those crumbs and turn them into something bigger and better and secure a future for our people and return us to the prosperity that we once enjoyed.
Vaughan Payne, he says when the iwi rejected an inadequate settlement offer in the 1990s, it should not have meant going to the back of the queue for 20 years. And in Wāma, that's Wātea News, always available on wateanews.com.